Things you'll instantly recognize in Iowa. The smell of the fairgrounds, the beards in the East Village, and Ken, Colleen, and Kurt. Here they are on Star 102.5.
About once every day, maybe every other day, I'll get a text from my wife. It'll be a picture of one of the now, gosh, close to maybe 10 to 11 deer that live in the Colby Woods area of Urbandale. They just walk around. They enjoy the neighborhood. Mm-hmm. And they've been there since we moved into our house there about 10 years ago. I've seen them. I see them every day. They walk around. And I go, oh, look, there's a deer, and I move on.
Because the Des Moines Metro is full of deer. There's a lot of places where you see deer regularly.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah, I see them almost every morning on my way into work on Grand.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I see them a lot, too, even in our neighborhood.
There's even like a mini golf course. And on the way to work this morning, I saw two of them just standing out there.
Huge buck walking down our street over by Drake.
Mm-hmm.
Remember that? I remember seeing three. Yeah, I mean, it's quite often, actually. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And so the fascination with the deer on me has worn away.
But yet you still get the pick.
My wife will be driving, and all of a sudden we'll see a couple of deer, and she's like, stop, 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 and I'll slam on the brakes, and we'll pull over to the side, turn on the warning lights, and
yeah,
you gotta stop, roll down the window, gotta take a picture.
Okay.
And I have all these pictures of deer on my phone. And I just don't... My thrill of the deer is gone. It's got no more thrill.
Okay.
Yeah.
That's fair.
Unless, I mean, at this point, after 11 years, I would have thought the deer would have... Hey, there's Kurt. I can approach him. I'm going to let him pet me. That'd be my only fascination with the deer at this point.
Okay. Even if it's like a...
We have two. Yeah, the baby deer, they're cute, but I see them.
Can't I think of baby
deer? Fawn.
Fawn. Yes, doe. Thank you. A doe, yeah. And her fawns.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Deer trivia with us. So I just, it's over. It's okay. Over for me. The thrill is gone, and I appreciate the pictures, but I don't ever... I know I always ruin her enthusiasm.
It is what you're used to. Oh. But Jennifer's from she's raised on a small town, farm.
Yeah.
So because I know I get that way about the big snapping turtles. Like, I see them in the road, and there's just one area where they're always, not always crossing, but at least once in the spring, you'll see one making its way. And I'm always, oh my gosh. And Justin will get that way with me. He's like, Colleen. He's like a snapping turtle. Like, you act like you never seen one. I was like, I really don't ever see them.
Mm-hmm.
I'm with Kurt. I'm over the deer. I don't know. I grew up in Iowa, lived here most of my life. I've seen a ton of deer.
Okay.
And I see them all the time. So I don't ever think, oh, a deer. I always say, is that deer going to run out? Yeah. Is that deer going to run out in front of the car?
Yeah,
that's what
that's
I think.
The main thing.
Yeah.
It's about it.
Right.
So that's now lost upon me.
I acknowledge the deer, but I do not care.
Okay. I see you.
Uh-huh.
I ignore you.
Okay. Uh-huh. But okay. I'm with you on the turtle, Colleen. I'd stop to see the turtle, too. Because those are interesting.
They're fascinating, I think.
Could be.
They're so big.
From the prehistoric era.
Yeah. And the things will bite you. I didn't know that. I told you about the time I went to go pick one up, and my neighbor stopped, came screeching. He's like, what are you thinking you're going to do? I'm like, I'm going to pick it up and move him. He's like, oh, no. That thing will reach its head around and get you. I'm like, okay, well, that's good to know.
There was some hint in the name.
In fairness, I had no idea they were snapping turtles.
Oh, you didn't?
I didn't
okay.
know that.
Right.
No, I just thought it was a large turtle, and I was saving it.
Ah.
Little did I know it would have bit my finger off.
The scientific name, large turtle.
Hey, Tristan and Ames. Okay, Tristan, what is it?
I would say hummingbirds.
You're over hummingbirds. Okay.
Okay.
Explain.
So when me and my girlfriend moved into our apartment, we got two hummingbird feeders, and we made sugar water and everything, and for weeks they would never show up. And then now we got a male and female, and they just drink and drink and drink, and they don't stop, so we always have to feed them.
So they're company that came, and now they won't leave.
Yeah, they're just clogging up all the sugar water.
Okay.
And you're done. It was good. It was cool at first, but no more. Yeah.
It's a lot of time.
I got it. I got it, Tristan. You have a good one. Thanks for the call.
Thank you.
Take care. Bye.
Free music, free entertainment, and maybe, just maybe, a free laugh. Ken, Colleen, and Kurt in the morning on Star 102.5.